This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. As I sat down to refill prescription requests, I noticed how many patients are taking antidepressants. A review of prescribing patterns suggests that antidepressants are the most commonly prescribed class of drugs, and middle-aged women are the most likely ones to be taking the drugs. About 20% of women between the ages of 40 and 59 have used antidepressants in the last 30 days, and the rates are even higher for women over 60. The rates for similarly aged men are much lower. Now, there are several explanations. Perhaps middle-aged women have higher rates of depression than other groups. This could be a result of brain biochemistry or perhaps fluctuations in hormones around the time of menopause. Or the high consumption of antidepressants could be sociological, as women try to balance multiple tasks, juggling careers, raising children, and caring for elderly parents. It could also be that middle-aged women are just more likely to seek care for themselves than are men. Now, alternatively, the high rates of antidepressant use might not be a result of women at all. It might be that prescribers are using these pills for a host of reasons that they lump together in what they consider depression, a medicalization of the human condition. I am not sure if there is any good data that the rates of depression have increased over the generations. Certainly, our definition of what constitutes depression has changed, and how we diagnose depression has also changed. But around 70 years ago, when psychiatric medicines were first introduced, women were heavily targeted by drug manufacturers. They saw these drugs as an opportunity to push doctors to prescribe a host of wonder drugs to help women, quote, restore their sense of balance, unquote, and manage anxiety, loneliness, and depression. Over a generation, stressed-out women were the dominant image in psychiatric drug advertisements. The message was that for women, mental illness was a threat to normality, stability, and the conservative notion of family, marriage, and social structure. Advertisements depicted women losing control and showed how drugs could return a woman to normality. Then in 1999, fluoxetine, or Prozac, was the first of a new generation of antidepressants, and it too was heavily promoted to doctors. Never mind that the drug was only modestly effective and not any better than good psychotherapy, but advertisements in psychiatric journals showed images that implied that because of Prozac, quote, Sue was playing with her children again, just like normal, end of quote. It is now a full generation later. Doctors and other prescribers have been socialized by the pharmaceutical industry and their paid consultants to prescribe mental health drugs, particularly to women. Yes, we live in a different era, and yes, many of today's prescribers are themselves women, but behaviors and practices are hard to change, and the culture gets passed on to the next generation like a virus. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.